Guys are playing Bluesapalooza. I hope I'm saying that right. This coming weekend, Sunday, September 4th, at the Calgary Shrine Center. Now, you're also celebrating your 50th anniversary. So I have to ask you, what are the keys to this band staying together for so long?
You know, the longevity in the blues is, first of all, the blues is ancient in itself, but the blues is the core of all music, the core of rock music, core of soul music, rhythm and blues music. So it's, you know, it's been the underlying tone of all that music for all these years now. So blues is kind of a constant. Sometimes it's really popular, sometimes it's not so popular, but it still maintains all the way through.
What do you think it is about the blues that has such an enduring appeal, aside from being, you know, well, really so influential on so many genres of music?
I think the main thing about blues is, you know, a lot of people go, oh, well, blues, that brings you down. But actually what, when you're in a blues band, your job is to bring people up. And one of Donnie's albums that he actually entitled, that was, I think, 1995, was called Good Times Guaranteed. And that's what Downchild is. Everybody has a good time, and we lift people up out of the blues to have a good time.
Speaking of that, I mean, one of the trademarks of the Downchild Blues Band is your high-energy shows. I mean, often they're referred to as jump blues. I mean, what can people expect when they attend one of your shows?
Even if we're playing in a theater where dancing isn't allowed, people always dance in the aisle. So it's always a good time and high energy, and get up and put on those dancing shoes.
Now, you guys have a very big fan in the one and only Dan Aykroyd. I mean, so much so that the band's credited as being the inspiration behind the Blues Brothers, along with John Belushi, which, of course, started as an SNL skit and then the movie. That is certainly one heck of a feather in your cap, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Dan was a friend of the band, and I guess I would have been probably starting in the early 70s when him and Gilda Radner and Andrea Martin, et cetera, Paul Schaefer, they were all in the show Godspell in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, they all went to SCTV. And Gilda Radner was actually a very good friend with Jane Vasey, who was the piano player in the band at that time, and that's how all those people came out to see Downchild perform and started that, you know, lasting friendship from that time.
I know that you came into the band a little bit later, after, you know, the Blues Brothers movie was released and all that, but talk to me a little bit about, like you said, having that friendship over the years with Dan Aykroyd. I understand that there was the big 50th anniversary, like, star-studded event at the Toronto Jazz Festival back in 2019, just as one example of being on the stage with him.
Yeah, exactly. That was June of 2019. Out of that show, there is a anniversary DVD, which features Dan Aykroyd, Paul Schaefer, David Wilcox, Kenny Neal, Gene Taylor, and Harry Littman are all on that DVD with us performing at the Toronto Jazz Festival.
Now, I have to ask you, is Dan Aykroyd, is he the same as you would think he is in person? Is he just as wonderful as he's portrayed on the screen?
Dan is a great guy, and, you know, always that the portrayal of him as fun and all that stuff, he is definitely all of that. But on top of it, he's a very serious businessman. You know, he knows how to run a show, tight ship, as they say, on a show, and I would call him a total pro, would be my term for him.
Now, we talked a little bit about you guys influencing the Blues Brothers, but I want to talk a little bit, I'm going to flip it around on you, and I want to know some of the music and artists that influence you guys.
Yeah, influences for Downchild, Big Joe Turner, for sure. And Flip Flop and Fly, which Downchild had a Canadian hit with in 1972, that was written by Big Joe Turner. And Big Joe, a huge influence. Jimmy Reed was a huge influence both on Donnie and his brother Hawk. They were both huge Jimmy Reed fans. Donnie, obviously, still to this day. Lowell Folsom was another huge influence on both Hawk and Donnie. Right. And, of course, for Donnie, all the major, like, name a blues guitar player sets. Amazing. Yeah. Anybody from Freddie King to Albert King, Albert Collins, et cetera, et cetera. Hubert Sumlin, Robert Jr. Lockwood, they were all huge influences on Donnie.
Now, the Downchild Blues Band was a bit of a hit on your hands back in 1974, hitting the charts with Flip Flop Fly. Now, you guys have at least a couple songs on the Blues Brothers album, Briefcase Full of Blues, from I think it was 78. What was that experience like to kind of all of a sudden get a whole lot more exposure and attention, you know, by hitting some of the mainstream charts?
Well, what was interesting was the way the Blues Brothers even found out about those tunes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dan Aykroyd had heard Downchild in Toronto, and Downchild's album Straight Up had been out for a couple of years by that time. And on that album, there's Shotgun Blues, Everything I Need Almost, and Flip, Flop, and Fly. When Aykroyd went to Chicago, and he was working with Belushi at SCTV in Chicago, Second City, Aykroyd played Shotgun Blues for Belushi. And Belushi at the time was sort of, he kind of liked heavy metal kind of music. And Belushi played, or sorry, Aykroyd played him Shotgun Blues by Downchild. And Belushi went, "What's that? I want to sing that." Right? Then, as you said, on the first Blues Brothers album, they did Shotgun Blues. They did Everything I Need Almost and Flip, Flop, and Fly, which obviously a huge turning point for Downchild. That was about 5 years before my time, maybe 6 years before my time. And, you know, they started touring in the United States, and big exposure for Downchild just from that, of course.
Now, did you ever hear any mention, like, I'm an 80s child, and I remember as a kid, and I was always into pop rock, and with a little bit of blues on the side because of Blues Brothers mainly. And but I can remember hearing Flip Flop Fly on some of the more, you know, the pop stations. So I'm just wondering, you know, have the guys talked about, you know what that was like to all of a sudden be getting this exposure from the pop rock stations?
At that time, that was the very interesting thing about pop radio, was they played a broad range of styles of music. Right?
Sure.
So a tune like Flip, Flop, and Fly could end up on AM radio, mm-hmm. and that could become a number one hit, right, mm-hmm. on AM radio. Then a couple years later, just sort of around the same time as the Blues Brothers, Powder Blues Band put out their first album, Doing It Right became a radio hit. So it was kind of different days at that time.
You guys are in the middle of a Canadian tour. You guys have a bunch of Canadian dates right through until the end of the year. Anything else you can let us know about future plans? Have we got any more music, or just keep touring, or what's the plan for the band from here on out?
Well, right now at this stage, as you say, it's the 50th anniversary tour, but this is actually Downchild's 53rd year. Yeah, because Donnie started the band in June of 69.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Obviously COVID interrupted a couple years of touring in there. So that's why we're calling it the longest 50th anniversary tour ever.
Yeah.
As you said, lots of Canadian dates coming up. We're coming out to Calgary on the 4th of September. Then we do a couple dates in Ontario. Then we're heading out to BC for about 2 weeks in October mm-hmm. on the island and the mainland. And then we end that tour in Bow Island, Alberta.
Wow. Well, there you go. So. Well, it's nice that you guys keep busy and keep doing what you love and just keep on going. I really appreciate you taking this time to talk with me, Pat. It's
no problem. It's a pleasure, Todd.